Welcome to Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, where we teach you how to be rich in spirit and righteous in action.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today, we are going to talk about the contribution limits to your retirement account. How much can you put away and save for a rainy day? Now, this question comes up every year. Now, why? Because every year, this number may or may not change. And it's very imperative that we understand our limits so we don't get penalized, we don't have to pay any extra taxes, and we may be even able to lower our tax implication for this year. So according to the IRS website, it looks like the contribution limits for employees who participate in a 401k, 403b, and most 457 plans, as well as the federal government's thrift savings plan, is increased to $23,000, which is up from $22,500, which is amazing. It's an extra $500 that you can contribute to that you're not going to get taxed on in this year. The benefit of having a retirement plan is that you can defer taxes into the future. So by contributing to a retirement plan, you may be able to reduce your tax implication if you meet a few criteria. But I do want to talk about the individual retirement account, the IRA, or some people back here in the country call it the IRA. Well, it actually is not one word, it's actually an acronym. It stands for Individual Retirement Account, IRA, and the key word here is individual. So if you're married, you have a spouse, you cannot combine these together to have one big IRA. So if your spouse is saying, put me on your IRA, you can't do that. But what you can do, and what we do encourage, is for you to add them as a beneficiary, meaning if something should happen to you, God forbid, too soon, those assets can avoid probate and go to the person that it's intended to. It's a great option if you have some money that you want to pass to the individual without having to go through the process of the court. Now, the limit on the IRA has also increased. So it's increased to $7,000, up from $6,500. Once again, it's another $500 that we can contribute into these programs. And if you're 50 or over, there's actually some extra benefit. It's what they call a catch-up provision, which has been amended through the Secure Act 2.0 of 2022, includes an annual cost of living adjustment, but still remains $1,000 for 2024. This is not tax advice. You want to seek your tax professional, your accountants, your CPAs, your enrolled agents. These individuals are going to better explain your tax situation because, once again, for every rule, it's just like English. For every rule, there's like 20 exceptions that apply. So this is just for general information only. It should not be relied on to make any investment decisions, but something that you should consider. As it says in Luke chapter 14, verse 28 through 30, for which of you, when you want to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation, is not able to finish, all who observe it begin to ridicule him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. We want you to be able to finish. Information like this is going to help you build your retirement to success. Well, that's it for me. My name is A.B. Ridgway. Make sure that you subscribe, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.